This is a CHOI News Report. The 16th Annual Urban Film Festival is happening on Friday evening at Vancouver Island University. Matthew Bowes, a professor of geography and global studies at VIU, says the film festival's vision is to educate and inspire.
So our vision here is really to educate and inspire people to promote, you know, sustainable cities. Right? We're showcasing the possibilities of walkable, accessible, car-free urban centers. Right? And so the mission of this is to really spotlight the dynamic stories, all sorts of diverse and different perspectives, and pressing challenges of urban life.
The film festival is part of a student assignment.
It's a class assignment, and it's part of a community engagement exercise that the students are planning. So a lot of planning when we do a official community plan or a neighborhood plan or something like that. A lot of it is about, you know, engaging the community in dialogue to see kind of, you know, what they think and what they want. And so we're using this as like a really practical exercise, as a community engagement exercise, and the many different types of community engagement that we can do in urban planning. A film festival is not typically one of them, but we've taken this on as a task for the class to do.
Nanaimo City Councillor Tyler Brown is the keynote speaker at the festival. I spoke with him about the challenges and opportunities to make Nanaimo more walkable. Does the city have a plan to make areas of the city more walkable or like less car dependent?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are quite a sprawling city. There's no debate there. And some people like elements of that. But at the same time, we do know we need to do the things differently. So the reimagined Nanaimo process, adopted a city plan, had a lot of different inputs. I'll be the first to admit, and I think those that worked on it really intensely would be the first to admit, no plan is perfect. It's always a series of trade-offs. But really, at the end of the day, that plan is focused on being smarter with our growth. And as development occurs, that it's being pushed towards downtown or similar type of urban centers throughout Nanaimo. There's a few others. And the transportation corridors where we know we can put a certain amount of density from an infrastructure perspective, you know, sewer and water in the ground, but also from a public transportation and a public investment perspective with respect to, you know, cycle tracks, you know, walkability infrastructure such as sidewalks, pathways, etc.
I'm glad you brought up infrastructure because it's not talked about a lot when we're talking about making walkable cities. Can you talk about maybe some of the infrastructure projects that are kind of like the priority for the city right now and to help build that density out in certain areas?
Yeah. So, you know, I think oftentimes when we think about these things, it can be a little bit of an oversimplification when we're coming from a critical perspective. Oh, we just need to change the zoning to allow this type of development here. And there's definitely some truthful elements to that, and I think historically that's been even more prominent. However, when it comes to actually facilitating development, you need to make sure that your sewer capacity is in the ground, your mains can handle the increased amount of density, and we can get that within the Nanaimo to greater Nanaimo pollution control where it's treated responsibly and then disposed of. So the same goes for water, right? Making sure that you have enough water capacity, but also, the supply and the infrastructure is there to deliver the water to where you want the density. There's a lot of considerations other than just the land use, and those have to come together. So for some areas like downtown, a lot of that work has been done, or we know where the restraints are and how we might alleviate that. A few years ago, with a main rupture on Bowen and exposed some, you know, potential weakness in terms of redundancy in the overall system, especially around the hospital area in North Nanaimo. And so we've been, you know, really trying to address that and making sure we're going to be getting an infrastructure that serves the city now, but also is underpins where we can make those zoning changes and we want to see growth.
I think there's some discussion at the provincial level about just upzoning anything that's zoned for single family homes to allow, I believe it's up to a fourplex on that. Is that something that you see as a positive step, or do you see problems at that at the municipal level?
Yeah, so I think the intention is good, right? They're wanting to respond and provide housing for people. Now, the devil's always in the details. I think Nanaimo and many other municipalities that have been trying to tackle these issues already have gone to the province and said, hey, you know what, whether we agree or don't agree with some of this approach, there's a responsible way to do this and an irresponsible way to do this. And the responsible way is one is the infrastructure there, right? Can we support through water and sewer that appropriate density, even if it is minor? You know, and there's things like school site planning and all the sorts of things where, okay, how does these policy changes at the provincial level actually interface with trying to develop better cities. In a lot of places, there's going to be a lot of alignment. However, there's going to be certain sections of our city or rural or really suburban areas where that doesn't make sense, right? Where it's not a smart decision to start increasing density there. Yes, it may provide a certain element of housing. However, that's not going to account for transit costs. It's potentially introducing more sprawl, growth where we don't want it, et cetera, right? For a whole variety of reasons. So it's not easy just to say, yes, great decision, or no, bad decision. It's saying, okay, province, welcome us into those conversations, because we have, at least I can only speak for Nanaimo, where we've been saying, hey, we are trying to do this right. We are trying to get housing online as quickly as possible. But at the same time, we don't want to undermine our own principles here. So there's a conversation there. I think the province has opened that up a little bit more from the first announcement. And I think it's also why maybe they haven't been able to roll out that regime as quickly as they thought they might have.
You mentioned the concept to me of the 15-minute city. For our listeners who might not be familiar with that, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, happy to. I think the 15-minute city, unfortunately, has been latched onto as being something that it's not, you know, a method of control for the population. That is not what, you know, essentially not what it is. The 15-minute city has been an idea that's been floated around by a variety of names for quite some time. And essentially, it's pointing back to a time where you didn't need a car to be able to walk to all your daily needs. Leave your house, you know, hit the coffee shop, hit your workplace if possible. It's just a walkable area around where you live. And if you need to jump on transit, you're going from one walkable area to another, and that transit connects it. So you can make those journeys without the car. That's essentially what the 15-minute city boils down to.
That was Nanaimo City Councilor Tyler Brown. He is giving the keynote speech at the 16th Annual Urban Issues Film Festival at Vancouver Island University on Friday, November 3rd. For more information about the festival, go to viu.ca. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.